although there is a federal legislature, the Dewan Rakyat and Dewan Negara, the states have their own state council. But the state councils, of course, had limited power, especially with regard to taxation. They are allowed to tax activities that are based on the resources of the state. But the income tax, however, is levied by the federal government. So you can see that there is a sharing of the wealth generated by the states between the states and the central government. But mainly, of course, the state did not have much power in terms of raising funds for the state government. Because of this, the federal government decided that they should give some support to the state government financially. Obviously, some states are very poor, some states are very rich, and the income tax collected overall would be coming mainly from the richer states. Now, if the distribution of the central government funds is confined to the states which paid the taxes, then of course the poorer states would not be able to be administered well and to grow. So it was decided that the states should be given support by the government on the basis of per capita. If they have a certain number of people, then that will be taken into consideration for the purpose of subsidizing state governments. This, of course, was still not adequate, and frequently the federal government needs to give support in certain areas so as to enable the state to be well administered and to prosper. And at other times, the states were allowed to borrow from the federal government and also to borrow from other sources. But in order to do that, because eventually the federal government may have to pay the loans, then the federal government insists that any borrowing by the state must be with the approval of the central government. So you can see that there is a very good distribution of power, and this is made in such a way that even the poorer states benefit from the wealth coming from the richer states. When later on oil was discovered off Terengganu, Terengganu was one of the poorest states in Malaysia, in the peninsula. I remember when I first went to Terengganu before independence, the road from Kota Baru, I went to Kota Baru by air, but the road from Kota Baru to Kuala Terengganu was paved with loose stones, and there were 100 bridges, small wooden bridges. It was very, very bad indeed, so much so that when I asked a friend of mine, a doctor friend, who when he came to Kedah borrowed my car, but when I went to Kota Baru and asked to borrow his car to go to Kuala Terengganu, he very rudely turned me down. It was only later, after I took a hired car to go to Kuala Terengganu, that I understood why he didn't want to lend his car to me. His car would be very much damaged by that kind of road that leads from Kota Baru to Kuala Terengganu. But now, of course, Terengganu is perhaps, in terms of resource revenue, the richest state in Malaysia. Of course, this attracted the attention of some people who thought that if they can get at the Terengganu money, they can do a lot of things for themselves. But as you know, the ruler of Terengganu was wise enough to stop that acquisition of the Terengganu institution, which was supposed to help develop Terengganu. Today we see that Terengganu is very rich, and what is a little bit disappointing perhaps is that the rich states are not too keen to support the poor states. They are given 5% of the revenue of the oil production. This is 5% of the total, not the 5% of the profit, but 5% of the total earnings of the petroleum company or Petronas. So I think in the opinion of the poorer states like Kedah, that should be sufficient for them, because other states also wanted to have a share in the wealth generated by the production of oil offshore Terengganu. But we are a very gentle people. Actually, all the other poor states could gang up and invade Terengganu, overthrow the ruler perhaps, and take the oil revenue for themselves. But we are not like that. We are very civilized people, and we, up to now, we have decided to keep the 5% revenue for Terengganu, Sarawak, and Sabah. The other states, unfortunately, seem not to have any oil. But I think Kelantan has got some oil, but because of political differences, we have not paid Kelantan their due, which is one of the reasons why they are very unhappy with the central government. But the fact remains that this federation has thrived despite the inequalities between the different states, the wealth of the different states. Selangor has prospered simply because Kuala Lumpur was chosen as the federal capital. Now, federal capital normally has all the facilities, and people like to gather here because they have to deal with the government, and the government is situated in Kuala Lumpur. So people tend to settle more in the federal capital than in the state capitals. So as a result, many people from the states have migrated to Kuala Lumpur, and over time they become Kuala Lumpur people and not belonging to their own state from where they came. The central government has become extremely powerful. Sometimes it exceeds the powers given to the central government in the federation. This is not because of the constitution, but because the country somehow or other elected one single party to form the central government and to form the governments in most of the other states. The cooperation between the parties overcame the provisions of the constitution that the states are separate from the center. So we see almost as if the central government governs the state through perhaps their patronage, and also because of the control of the funds of government, which would be used in order to support projects carried out in the states. One of the biggest projects earlier on was the Muda Irrigation Scheme, which at that time cost 400 million ringgit. No way can the state government of Kedah have this Muda Irrigation Scheme. But the Muda Irrigation Scheme, although it is meant to benefit the state of Kedah, was financed totally by the central government. And there is no obligation on the part of the state government to repay the money spent on the Muda Irrigation Scheme. Subsequently, there were other projects in Kelantan, in Selangor, in Sarawak, Sabah, where the federal government spent money on development projects, infrastructure, etc. Yet the state gets all the benefit. There seem to be no recrimination over this authority of the central government and the benefits accruing to the state governments. Of course, the banking system as well as the monetary system is federal in nature. The states may not produce their own currency. They use the same currency, and this again contributes towards the good working relation between federal and state.